Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Lover by S. Doyle, narrated by Loretta Rollins and Alexander Sendis. 1. Ellie, January. "We should probably have the talk," I said. Jake was driving me to college. It was really happening. In another hour, we would arrive at the university, and he would drop me off and head back to the ranch. I figured it made sense to get things settled between us. Because we were divorced now. Did I tell you that part? Short recap. Jake married me to save me from a foster home after my dad died. I fell in love with him. He didn't fall in love with me. We were hurting each other, so I came up with a way to divorce him. Oh, and I gave him my virginity as a consolation prize. It was really rather generous of me, I thought. Now it was done. I was going to go to college, and he was going to start building his house so that when I was done school, he could go back to living on Tally Land. We were both super excited about our prospects for the future. Or not. Or we were both super miserable instead. Still, it was important to me to set the record straight. To be clear, so there are no hard feelings, I'm single. You're single. You're free to date who you want, and I'm free to date who I want. He glanced over at me. Are you serious? I just took your virginity a few days ago. Can we maybe not talk about you dating someone else right now? Fair point, but I wanted it on the record. Noted. He bit out. I stared out the window, but there was nothing to see. I think you should get a dog. Where is this coming from? I don't want you to be lonely. I'll be at school with all my new friends that I'm hopefully going to make. You'll be on the ranch, alone, until Rich comes. You need company. Remember how much you loved Luke? Actually, maybe it wasn't the best idea. Jake had adored that dog, and it had nearly killed him when it was time to put him down. A sure sign he got too close to his animals. I was convinced he liked them more than people. Well, maybe not me. I'll think about it. More silence, which was not helping. Do you really think I'll make friends? I asked. I was a person most people liked. It seemed reasonable, only this was a university, not a small town in the sticks. What if people thought I was corny? Yes. It's also been a while since I had to do schoolwork. You'll be fine. He was placating me. I don't want to do fine. I want to do really well. You'll do that then. It had been like this for the entire ride. Me chatting nervously, Jake being Jake. I had no idea what he was thinking. If he was sad, relieved, heartbroken. I was sad. I was nervous. I wasn't heartbroken, though. I guess it was because I didn't really see this as an end. Like, we weren't quite at the conclusion of our story, but still in the middle of it. Was it the sex that gave me hope? I didn't know. The sex had somehow changed us. It was there, this tangible thing that happened, that we had done together. We were altered and yet the same. It was just that one time. Neither one of us, I think, wanted to keep doing it. It would only make leaving that much harder. I knew leaving was necessary. I had to go, if only so we could both see clearly what we wanted. Not going to lie, now that I was in the truck, heading away from the ranch, it was starting to dawn on me how truly hard this was going to be. Finally, we got to Missoula and then the university. I had the address for my dorm, and Jake carried up all my stuff, mumbling I had brought too much. My scales were carefully packed in a box I kept in the back seat of the truck because I didn't want to risk their safety. It was the last thing to be carried up, which I could do myself. I set the box down next to me and waited for Jake to realize the same thing. It was done. I was here, and there was nothing left to do except say goodbye. I don't know how to do this, Ellie, so I won't. I nodded. I didn't know how to do this either. For the last 2 years, Jake had been the center of my existence, the cause of